Hello and welcome to the 12th 3-minute TGO minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. Today I'm in Wales, currently above the town of Conwy, which is a gorgeous little town. I had a wander around this morning, and now I'm up in the hills above it. I can see out over the sea now and over Conwy itself and over the Afon Row, which is the river that runs through this vast valley that I'm looking down on. There are sheep and stone enclosures absolutely everywhere, and as I mentioned, water. You could probably hear what used to be a path and is now a stream behind me, but today's not too bad. We've checked into a youth hostel with a couple of mates. In fact, we've hired the whole thing. It's YHA Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, and it's an old stone cottage. Absolutely gorgeous. It's a bit with Neil and I, if I'm honest. We sort of turned up with a key, which we picked up from YHA Conwy, and let ourselves in and started a fire and set an oxtail stew going. And a couple of friends of my friends are coming up as well from various parts of the country. And tomorrow we're going to do a half marathon on Anglesey, which will be fun, and fingers crossed for the weather. But I will say during the close season, during the winter, quite a few of the youth hostels in England and Wales, and I think it's similar in Scotland, close between sort of October, November and March, April, and they hire them out at next to nothing. I think we've got two nights for, I think it's about £300 or so, which split between six adults and five children isn't so bad. Just a great way to come and spend a few days, and everything's there. Anyway, I'll be wandering around. You're just going to hear one of these jets go by in a minute, I think. One of these low-flying jets. We're going to continue walking up into the hills now. It's obviously not quite as dramatic as slightly further west in Snowdonia, where I was yesterday, up on the Carnarvon and around Clyn Ogwen and Clyn Idwell, beautiful part of the country. You may have heard the podcast yesterday. Managed to survive just about, but I had to hot foot it off the mountain when the weather turned really bad and the wind was bad enough to almost knock me off my feet. And as it being alone and it being a bit scrambly, I figured to play it safe. Maybe this is a subject that we should come on to at in time for another podcast, when to turn around, especially if you're walking alone a lot, which is what I do. Anyway, tomorrow I'll report from Anglesey and from a half marathon, and then next week is going to be behind the scenes week, because I'm up in the office. It's press week on the magazine, and we'll give you a bit of an insight into how the magazine's put together. Thank you. Bye bye.